Harbour View was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Sheila.
Can I come in?
It's your home.
I didn't want to just...
Are you okay?
Not really. Why are you staring?
You're looking good.
Thanks.
Would you like a coffee? Tea?
No, I'm fine. Mac, look, I haven't come to argue.
Look, I don't want to argue either.
There's something I want to tell you. You may have heard it already.
Heard what?
Did Pat tell you anything about me?
Tell me what? Pat has told me nothing.
I'll tell you myself. I've been promoted to manager where I work.
That's great news. I'm delighted for you. You deserve it, Sheila.
I thought I'd want to celebrate, but I don't. Oh, God. I got lost somewhere amongst the nappies and dishes. I lost me. I feel like as if I'm becoming a person again.
What happened to us, Sheila?
I don't know. Mac, you're a good man. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't anyone's fault. When I left, a lot was going on inside me. And I've had time to think, to come to terms. I feel this lump in my throat and an ache in my heart every time I think of the baby I lost. And sometimes I think how our lives would be if she's a child that was never here, that we never met. And there's this pain in my heart that won't go away.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I tried. But you were never... Oh, sure, a man wouldn't understand.
You help me to understand.
It's not about losing the baby. Every time you go out on the trawler, the sea takes a bit of you, bit after bit after bit. And I'm afraid that one day the sea will take all of you. Sometimes I think I'm jealous of her. I don't want to lose you.
You won't lose me.
And I sat in this very kitchen with your mother waiting for you and your dad to come home safely. And I used to stand at Moll Goggin's corner hoping to see if you'd survive the storm. And then I'd run back and tell your mother and tell her that you were all safe. And we'd grab our coats and rush down to the harbour to welcome you home. And I remember you were so delighted to see us. It's come full circle. Siobhan has often gone down to that same corner and ran back to tell me you were safe. You're nothing changes in life. Just goes round in circles. Mac, I know how important the sea is to you.
Sheila, my family is more important.
I want us to be together. Oh, I miss all of you. Everything I want is here. Is that what you want?
I don't want anything else.
I heard in the bar that you're selling the Sheila.
Yeah, the lads are raffling her for me.
You sure you want to do it? It's such a big part of your life.
I've realised, Sheila, you're a bigger part.
I don't want to be the reason you're giving up fishing. If you leave, it has to be your decision. If you want to go back, I won't stop you.
Do you mean what you've just said?
My family are more important than anything else. It's the most important thing in the world to me.
It's the most important thing for me too, Sheila.
Oh, I've missed you.
Oh, I've missed you too, Sheila.
Mac, hold me.
That's a great catch today, lads.
It is, Jackie. I suppose it'll help to pay a few bills. What do you think, Mac?
Sure, another few like this will keep the bank manager off our backs, sir. I always know when I'm in trouble. He calls me Mr. McCarty.
The Sheila'll soon be at sea again.
I'm looking forward to it. Lads, thanks for helping me get her ready and for the few hours on the trawler.
It's the least we could do.
Not a bother, lad, not a bother.
Mac, I'm sure I can speak for Mickey.
I don't know what you're going to say.
We're all delighted that Sheila and yourself are back together. We nearly had the Sheila raffled off, only for Mossy's mother getting stabbed.
Mac, You know something? There's somebody upstairs by looking after you.
I'm beginning to think there is. There's someone upstairs looking after all of us fishermen.
By the way, how is Mossy's mother?
The last I heard of her, she's at home. Mossy's taking care of her. Jackie, slow her down. Do you see over there to the left of the lighthouse? It's O'Driscoll. I know he's hid a mile away.
I believe you. He's been trying to catch us for ages.
There are the government of fisheries inspectors employed to persecute us and then prosecute us for catching fish in our own waters. Does that make sense?
None of it makes any sense.
He must be gone.
No, he's not. He's making his way down to the harbour to wait for us.
Why can't these bloody bailiffs leave us alone?
They'll never. We just have to stay ahead of them. Mickey, grab that shovel there and get rid of the evidence. We'll wash down the deck to make sure there are no scales left in case they look for samples. I was trying to get in touch with Mossy.
Mick there?
Mick, is Mossy there?
He is.
Mick, put him on to me.
Mossy, you're wanted on the phone. I think it's the Garda barracks.
Mossy, the bailiffs are on to us. We should be in about half an hour. You know what to do.
Is that your boat?
You know well it is.
We own her between us, you know that too.
And what are your names?
You know who we are. You've boarded our trawlers often enough.
By law, you must give me your names.
Whose law? Go back through your files. You took them down often enough.
Yeah, but that would be too easy, wouldn't it?
Don't attempt to board this trawler.
Who says so?
This bloody fist says so.
Are you stopping me from boarding?
You've no authority.
Oh, but I have. We have suspicions that you are legally caught fish on board.
How dare you accuse us?
We have nothing to hide.
We saw you clearing the fish at sea.
You're seeing things, lad. If I was you, I'd go away and get your eyes tested.
Don't you even attempt to come on board, or you'll end up swimming with the fish.
Here's Mossy with a crowd. Mossy, what kept you?
Shall I'm here now? Oh,
leave our fishermen alone, harassing innocent, decent men only trying to feed their family.
You stay out of this. It's none of your business.
I'm making it my business.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's a criminal offence to catch...
What do you expect them to do? Throw them back in or dump them here in the Keys? Can you make any sense of it?
I don't have to.
Don't you push me.
Mac, stay there. That's what he wants, to provoke us into hitting him.
You put another hand on Mrs. McCarthy and you'll never use it again, boy.
I know you.
Oh, yeah, you should. You've taken my name down often enough.
O'Callaghan.
Aye?
Move to one side. Are you aware you're obstructing me in the performance of my official duties?
As a taxpayer, I can stand where I like, but... And it just so happens I'm standing between you and the trawler.
Mossy, it's the guards.
Now we'll get it sorted.
O'Driscoll, I'll sort you out some other day, boy.
What's going on?
They have illegal fish on board. They won't allow me to inspect their catch. And O'Callaghan won't let me get out of my way.
Who? Me? I wasn't stopping him.
I know, lads. Would you ever allow the inspectors to board the trawler?
We're not stopping them. They come on board at their own risk.
And the quicker they do their inspection, the better for us. The longer that goes on, the more it's costing us money.
Serge, we've caught no illegal fish. That's the truth.
I know. I've been around long enough to know that the only time a fisherman tells the truth is when he calls another fisherman a liar. You have found nothing. They were telling the truth, after all.
Just because I found nothing doesn't mean they haven't. It's some bloody place.
There's nothing illegal here.
McCarthy, one day I'll catch you.
Between you and the government, you're hounding us off the waters at any cost. But you won't win. We are an island nation, and there's been fishing going on around this island for thousands of years, and we'll continue when we're long gone. It's our God-given right to fish our own waters, and either you, the government, or the bureaucrats sitting behind their big desks in Brussels are going to dictate to us.
Go on, Mac.
I'm just doing my job.
You've done your job.
I thought we were on the same side of the law.
I'm trying to prevent this situation from escalating. Come over here to one side. I know you're victimising them. You're deliberately targeting these fishermen.
I'm just doing my job.
And I'm just doing mine. I'm led to believe that you're taking bribes.
And who told you that?
Shut up and listen.
These fishermen here won't play your game, and they never will. That's why you continue to harass them, because they won't subscribe to your scam. Now, if I was you, I'd back up and feck off out of here while you're ahead. And if you don't, I may have to turn my head and let this crowd at you. Now, get out of here.
I'm going to report you.
Report me? We'll see who they listen to. Now, feck off. Marcy, where did everyone come from?
I've no idea, Serge. All I know is we should stick together, Serge.
No, lads, the excitement's over. Now go home.
Thanks, Serge.
Aye, Serge. All right, Serge.
All right, Serge.
Now, you wouldn't be thanking me if there was illegal fish on board.
Illegal fish? There's laws and there's laws, but we always stand the right side of the law.
I know, lads, there's a man in the moon too. I better let you go off and get to work.
Massey, where are you going?
Shall I go on back to finish my point, of course?
We've lost time, Massey. You could fall in here and help us.
Ah, meh.
Like I said before, Massey, no good deed goes unpunished.
Massey, I could learn a lot from you.
John B., that's some statement coming from a man of letters like you.
Oh, to thine own self be true, and it must follow. As night follows day, be false to no man. That's you.
Did you hear that, lads?
I agree with John B.
Oh, God, it's way above my schooling anyway.
Oh, in vino veritas. Roughly translated, it means the truth comes out in drink.
In vino... What?
Veritas! Veritas, Mossy! Truth!
Oh, be God. Here's the Serge. I wonder what she's up to now.
Professor, that's some company you're keeping.
Sergeant, you must love all, trust a few, do wrong to none.
If you say so, Professor.
John B. is a little bit, you know what, though? He thinks this one be the name of Shakespeare.
Come, gentlemen. I hope we can drink down on all unkindness.
Hey, Sam, since you're there now, what do you know about women?
Women? Nothing. Sir, what does anyone know? I'm sure they say the same about us.
You think so?
Marcy, I think the whole secret to it is getting a woman that understands you. And in your case, I don't think she's on this planet. But, Massey, don't worry. There's lots of fish in the sea.
Serge, not if the EU has anything to do with it.
Now, I'm looking for Mac. Have you...
He's over there round the corner with his wife, Sheila.
You couldn't get a visa card between the two of them.
Massey, would you tell Mac that I want to see him? Be a bit discreet about it, will you?
Right, Serge. Mac! Marcy wants to see you! Is that discreet enough for you, Serge? Oh, here he is over now, lads.
Serge.
Good to see you back with your wife.
Thanks, Serge.
Obviously, I haven't called you over for that. I have good news for you. The charges against you have been dropped.
Ah! That's great news. I can't wait to tell herself. She'll be delighted. Thanks, Serge.
Well, enjoy the rest of the night. I'm off.
Lads, the charges have been dropped against me.
Ah, we'll have to celebrate, lads.
I have to go back and tell herself. Sheila, the Serge has just told me the charge against me had been dropped.
Oh, I'm really delighted for you.
Nora, is that music too loud for you?
It's not loud enough. I should have brought me dancing shoes.
So you can't dance to that music.
I'm waiting for them to play the Shoals of Herring. Whatever's in those drinks, I'll dance to the all choir. Down the hatch!
Nora, slow down. We've the rest of the night. Mrs. O, for God's sake, will you talk to her?
Nora, girl, you're not used to drinking at all now. Just slow down. I'd listen to Chrissy if I was you.
Slow down? I've been in the slow lane all my life. Now for the rest of it. Get out of me way. I'm coming down the fast lane.
Mrs. O, go down on that.
Oh, Chrissy, I've enough. I'm still not strong enough after the hospital. If you didn't call for me, I wouldn't even bother to come at all.
Oh, Mrs. O, go down on that. You're only young once. Cheers, me dears.
Marcy has sent these down to you.
Oh, thanks, Mick. Tell Marcy thanks.
I will, and I'll take those glasses away to you.
Thanks, Mick. Nora, you've enough.
I'm only starting, girl. Mrs. O, you're blessed with a son like Massey.
I am?
You must be very proud of him. He's very well mannered. Manners makes the man. That's what I always says.
Sure. I love him. I hate him. And I love him again. And we fight. And then we make up. But still, I don't know what I'd do without him. I think we all need someone to love, don't we? And someone to love us. Sure, what do I know? It has only been
we'll 3,000 grounds in the month of June. And for Granny Shields, we soon were bearing. With 100 pounds of the silver darlings, we taken from the souls of men. Now the work was hard, and the hours were long, and the treatment showed.
Listen.
Yes, Serge?
Listen closely.
What is it, Serge?
That's the sound of people enjoying themselves. There's a time to work and a time to enjoy yourself. You remind me a lot of myself. I was young and idealistic too. I was invincible. But life, it's a tough teacher. You'll need friends. These people here in this community have fished these waters for hundreds of years. You must respect them. They're good people. Hard workers. All they want is a fair crack at a whip. You have to be able to look these people in the eye. If you can do that, you'll do well. Don't ever mix up law and justice. Poles apart. Just do your job. Don't go on a crusade. Listen.
As we hunt the bunny shows of
Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Y'all production.